Welcome back. We're diving into the world of cognitive fitness today.
That's intriguing.
Well, we're looking at this research paper, and they're proposing this this idea of a wordometer.
A wordometer?
Yeah. So just as a pedometer tracks your physical steps, they're suggesting something similar to track our reading.
Ah, I see. Quantifying our reading habits.
Exactly. And they start by comparing it to the impact pedometers have had.
Right, because just by measuring and seeing those numbers, it can motivate people to be more active.
Yeah, and there's actual research backing that up. People using pedometers tend to walk more, which obviously then reduces those health risks from, you know, sitting around all day.
Makes sense. Yeah. So are they suggesting that simply tracking reading could lead to similar improvements in cognitive function?
That seems to be the idea. They argue that reading goes beyond just vocabulary. It impacts our overall cognitive abilities.
And there's quite a bit of research linking regular reading to things like improved general knowledge, better critical thinking skills, and even reducing the risk of cognitive decline as we age.
And it's interesting, they point out that you don't get those same benefits from just passively watching TV or videos.
Even documentaries.
Even documentaries, they say.
Huh. So there's something about actively engaging with text that stimulates the brain differently.
Right. And that leads to the question of how to actually measure that impact, which is where this whole wordometer concept comes in.
I'm curious, though. This wordometer, it's not just about counting how many words your eyes glance over on a page, is it? There's got to be more to it.
You're right. It's not that simple. They're talking about focusing on actual reading activity, which is more complex than it sounds.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So how do they differentiate between just seeing text and actually reading it?
Well, they propose using eye tracking technology. Because you might, you know, quickly look at a sign while driving, but that doesn't mean you've really read and processed it.
That's a good point. Okay, so walk me through this wordometer. How does it actually work?
Yeah, it sounds pretty high tech. They're talking about using eye tracking glasses to monitor your eye movements as you read.
Eye-tracking glasses, that's impressive.
Yeah, and apparently these glasses can detect even the tiniest movements. So the system can differentiate between when you're really focused on the text and when you're, you know, doing something
else. That's incredible. How do they measure focused reading, though?
Well, it's all about two main eye movements, fixations and saccades.
Fixations and saccades, I'm not familiar with those.
So a fixation is when your eye pauses on something specific, like a word you're reading, and saccades are those quick jumps your eyes make between those fixation points.
Interesting. So by analyzing the patterns of fixations and saccades, this wordometer can figure out if you're engaged with the text.
Precisely. It's amazing how much our eyes reveal about what's going on in our brains.
It really is. But they didn't stop there, did they? Didn't you mention something about document image retrieval?
You have a good memory. Yes, that's another key part of it. The system actually matches the physical document you're reading to a digital copy in its database.
Wow, that seems incredibly complex. Why is that step so important?
Well, they need it for those word per line calculations.
Ah, I see. So it's not just tracking your eyes, it's understanding the layout of the text itself.
Exactly. And that's where the line break detector comes in.
Okay, I'm officially lost. What does a line break detector do?
It identifies when your gaze moves from one line of text to the next.
So it's like it knows when you've finished reading a line.
Basically.
Yeah.
By combining that eye tracking data with the document's digital map, it figures out how many words you read on each line, and from there it can extrapolate to the whole document. So it's using all those little eye movements to track how you're moving through the text.
Yes, it's creating a detailed record of the entire reading process.
That makes sense. And I think you mentioned they actually experimented with two different word count methods.
That's right. The first one is fairly straightforward. It just takes the number of detected line breaks and multiplies that by the average number of words per line in the document.
So it gives you a general estimate.
Yes, but it might not be the most accurate. That's where the second method comes in.
The more sophisticated one.
Exactly. They use something called support vector regression. It's a machine learning algorithm.
And what's the advantage of that?
Well, it allows them to incorporate way more data from the eye tracking. Things like how long each fixation lasts, the distance between saccades, all sorts of factors.
So it's building a much more nuanced picture.
And hopefully a more accurate word count as a result. But of course, they had to put it to the test.
It's how they do that. How do you even test something this complex?
They had 10 participants read 10 pages of English text while wearing the eye tracking glasses.
Okay, and what were the results?
pretty promising, actually.
Yeah.
The algorithm they developed to distinguish between reading and not reading had a 91% accuracy rate.
91%? That's really impressive.
It is. It shows that the technology can reliably detect when someone is actively engaged in reading.
What about the wordometer itself, though? How accurate was it at actually counting the words?
So the line break detection, which is crucial for the word count, that reached an accuracy of 87.6%.
Not bad at all. Any issues there?
They did run into some challenges with very short lines of text. And also, individual reading habits seemed to play a role. But overall, it worked quite well.
And the word count itself.
All right. So using that more complex wordometer method, the one with the support vector regression, they got an average error rate of 8.2%.
8.2%. So pretty accurate overall.
Quite accurate. And if you remove one outlier participant, someone whose reading patterns were a bit unusual, that error rate drops even further to 6.5%.
Okay. So it definitely seems like it could be a viable way to track how much people are reading.
Yeah.
But why go through all this trouble? Why is it important to quantify reading habits in the first place?
It's a good question. This technology has the potential to, you know, really change how we approach cognitive fitness, much like pedometers did for physical health. What if you could track your reading progress just as easily as you track your steps or calories burned?
Yeah, I can see it now. Reading goals right alongside your step goals on your fitness tracker.
Precisely. But it goes deeper than just gamification. Imagine the insights we could gain about how people read. Are they skimming or are they deeply engaged? How do their reading habits relate to how well they comprehend and remember information?
It could be revolutionary for education.
Absolutely. Educators could tailor reading assignments to each student's needs based on their wordometer data. They could identify students struggling with comprehension or those excelling at absorbing information.
And for those of us not in school anymore, what about self-improvement?
Think about setting reading goals and tracking your progress over time. That could be incredibly motivating, especially if we could directly quantify those cognitive benefits we were talking about earlier.
So instead of just generally saying reading is good for you, we could say something like, reading for 30 minutes a day at this level of engagement can improve your critical thinking skills by this much.
That's the idea. Of course, we need more research to make those kinds of specific claims, but the potential is definitely there.
It's an exciting thought. Now, you mentioned the researchers have some ideas for future directions. What are they hoping to improve?
One of their biggest goals is to get rid of the need for those pre-registered documents in the system.
Right, because right now it needs a digital copy of whatever you're reading.
Exactly, and that limits its practicality, of course.
So how are they planning to overcome that?
They're looking into using something called optical flow algorithm.
Optical flow algorithm. I'm not familiar with those. What are they?
It's a type of technology that can basically track the movement of patterns, in this case, the words on a page, even if the document itself isn't in the system's database.
So it could analyze any text you're looking at on the fly?
That's the goal. Anyway, still a lot of technical hurdles to overcome, but if they can pull it off,
it'll be a game changer.
Definitely. Imagine you could read anything, a physical book, an article on your phone, anything, and this wordometer could track it all. No need for preloaded documents or anything.
That would make it so much more usable. This research really makes you think about the future, doesn't it? I mean, the future of cognitive tracking and how we measure self-improvement. It's fascinating.
It really is. We're just scratching the surface of what's possible. Imagine a world where we can measure not just how much we read, but how well we're actually absorbing and understanding that information.
And how it's changing us.
Mm-hmm.
How it's actually making us smarter, more informed.
Right, exactly. It's not just about how many pages you turn, but how those pages are shaping your mind, your perspective, your understanding of the world.
It's like we're moving from seeing reading as just a leisure activity or a way to pass the time to recognizing it as this powerful tool for cognitive enhancement.
I think that's a great way to put it. And if we could somehow quantify those cognitive benefits, maybe even predict them, that opens up a whole other level of possibilities.
For education, personal development, maybe even healthcare, the possibilities are pretty mind-boggling.
They really are. This research, it's like a glimpse into the future of how we might understand and enhance our own cognitive abilities.
It's exciting stuff. Well, we've certainly covered a lot of ground today. Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap things up?
I'd say this wordometer research, it's a good reminder of how powerful reading can be. It's a call to really explore how we can use it to learn and grow, both individually and as a society.
I agree. And for all of you listening, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Would you use a wordometer if you had one? Do you think being able to measure those cognitive benefits would motivate you to read more? Let us know. And until next time, keep those minds engaged and keep exploring.